Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Similar to what my ex said after we broke up, I'm late. But that's okay. We're here now. And I avoided disaster. But I am back. We are back. We are live. My name is Rob Wilkins. That is Maggie. And it is Friday, April 19th, 2024. We are here to talk TNA Rebellion predictions. And we are also going to talk AEW Dynasty predictions. Going to talk a little John Moxley returning from the New Japan territory with the IWGP Heavyweight Championship. We got the Cooper Effect. And who knows what else we'll be able to fit in today. We have Caden, Maggie's BFF, joining. He was not only at Windy City Riot, he will actually be covering AEW Dynasty for Wrestle Purist tomorrow or on Sunday. Yeah, you know, it sucks to be him sometimes, and it is what it is. But guys, we want to say thank you for tuning in.
Thank you. But
as we start every show, Maggie, how you doing?
Rob, stop me if you heard this one before.
Stop.
I'm getting sick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's why I'll be drinking tea with honey. I really, really hate honey because I only consume honey when I'm sick. And I my mind always goes to, you know, negative stuff every time I hear about honey. Okay. I want to thank you for the patience. I was chatting with our fans, Rob. In the chat about chips and cheesecake, I would like to take this time to wish Soupy a very happy birthday. It was, you know, a couple of
happy
days ago.
Happy belated birthday, my friend.
We adore you, Soupy, sweetie. We love you so much, even without the hair. You look even, you know, more handsome now. You'll always be a sweetheart. Thank you for all the help throughout the years. Thank you for hyping us up, even if we don't deserve it sometimes, you know. And thank you for the support. You're one of the most important people in the world of coexisting.
I told him to go to a strip club last night. I said I'd give him $20. And if a stripper wanted him to tongue punch her foot, never mind. You know what? Not going to go
okay,
there.
Okay, let's just move on, guys. Hi. Thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for waiting for us. Please leave a like on the video. This is, you know, the simplest way to support our show. If you want to take it up a notch, you can donate the super chat. It's the bottom of the live chat on YouTube. It's a little dollar sign. Any amount will get your question or statement read live on the air. It tells, you know, Sean that, you know, you pay attention to us, that we are important to you guys. Also, if you're not watching on YouTube, if you're watching on our other stream platforms, you can send a humperchat at humperchats.com. This will also, you know, make us know, you know, about your thoughts and your comments about pretty much everything. We can get right into it. Also, subscribe to Fightful Select. I can't sell this enough. Okay, like, please subscribe to Fightful Select, our bread and butter. All the scoopsies from Sean and Corey. The best $5 in the business.
For sure. We got some super chats to start off with. So let's go ahead and do that. We got a super sticker from Mr. Chris Mueller.
I never knew what that meant. What is a super sticker?
I think it's from Twitch, but I could be wrong. I don't know.
It's really or not because he, it says but, YouTube.
Okay. I don't know. Oh, it's at the, you're right. It's at the bottom of YouTube, I think. So, got one from Ricardo. He was just in the prediction show with Stephanie and Ibu of Wrestle Purist. So he says, if Swerve wins, everyone I want as champ will be. He says, Cody, Bailey, Swerve, Roxy, Mark B. Mark B. Who's that? Mark B. Why am I drawing a blank? Mark.
Put that up on the screen again.
Mark B. And Mox. Mark B. Who's a champion named Mark right now? I'm like, say who it is. Like, you might have to, like, I'm totally losing who it is.
Well, you know, I'm sick, so I get a pass.
Well, I don't get a pass. Like, Mark B. What the hell am I missing? Mark B. Okay.
Briscoe.
Oh, sorry. Like, okay. I didn't think of that at all. Like, that was like, whew. I forgot. Well, yeah, I forgot he was champ. I was still thinking Eddie Kingston. That's why. That's my bad. Sure. He sent another one. Or no, that was the same one. Let's see here. Oh, Soupy. He said he didn't get that message. Rob sent it again. Basically, what I was saying, I was saying if a stripper was going to let you chunk punch her fart box, is what I was going to say. You go ahead and do it.
Wait. What?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard that term? Fart box?
Yeah. You never heard that term?
Her tushy?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Fart box.
Anyways, welcome to your fart box leader.
No. Don't what? Just try to move on as if you didn't just introduce me to the fart box world.
Okay. You know what? Hold on. Keep talking while I go to Urban Dictionary and I'll just pull it up. That way you know.
Oh, yeah, sure. Like, put it on me. The fart box.
Hey, we're educators here.
I know. Like, Fightful has always been an education system for me. Like, I learned what a step host is on Fightful. Yeah. I learned what punch in the box meant. And now, apparently, a fart box is also a tushy. So, like, that's what does the Urban Dictionary say?
Well, let's get to it. We are going to get to it.
Right. Are you going to display it on
the
screen?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Of course.
For the kids.
But like, okay, put that up on the screen. But like, did you download the pictures from the
Cooper fight that I sent you? No, I haven't yet.
Oh, sure. Of course not. Like, you take time out of your busy day
this is more important.
Talk about, you know.
Fart box. A male or female anus. And the definition is, I'm going to tongue punch your fart box.
Tongue punch your fart box.
Yeah.
I'm learning everything. Every week I learn something on this show.
Yeah.
And this week I learned that Americans are icky people.
Yeah. Yeah, we're definitely icky. So let's go through our next.
Can we move on, please?
And this will be our last show. So it was a hell of a run. Ryan Sullivan sends us a super chat. Purple monkey dishwasher. So I don't know what that one is, but
is this something that Bulgaria doesn't have? Because I kind of feel like Ryan today is kind of Ryan's birthday. It's not, but it's kind of Ryan's birthday because we did see that there's something that doesn't exist in Bulgaria and Does Bulgaria even have vanilla KLE-28? Oh. No, we don't. I'm gonna need for people to just, you know, every time when people come to Bulgaria, you just need to bring me KLE vanilla 28. Just please, just send me this perfume. It's my all-time favorite. Yes.
No, sounds good. All right.
I think you have it in Sephora a lot, but like we only have Sephora here in Sofia, and our Sephora doesn't have that fragrance here because as soon as it gets in production, it's sold out immediately because it's that good.
All right.
Please.
Let's do it. Are you ready for some TNA Impact?
Yes, I am.
Excuse me. Wow, what the hell is wrong?
TNA Impact Rebellion. Is really good. Yes, Rebellion. Yes.
Well, you know what? TNA Rebellion is going to be live from the Palms in Las Vegas tomorrow night on pay-per-view or...
Tomorrow, Twitter. Not tonight. Tomorrow.
Yep, sorry. I thought I said tomorrow night.
No. You said tomorrow. I'm just hyping. I'm just hyped because it's not on a Friday.
Yeah. It's our first day.
Rob, you're right. Please.
Okay. Well, for once, it's the first time I've ever heard that, so... I think miracles happen, I guess. Well, anyways, let's go ahead and get started. So you have the countdown to TNA Rebellion with a 6-man tag match, ABC and Leon Slater taking on the Rascals and Myron Reed. I got the Rascals and Myron Reed.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's not... Every time that there's a zero-hour show or a pre-show or whatever, I'm always mad at the people who are on, you know, on the pre-show or, you know, 0 hour. Because, of course, we have to put someone before the show in order to hype the audience up for the real show in order to, you know, to buy the pay-per-view. But... somehow it's always, you know, people that I would really, really want to see on the main show. But yeah.
So we go to our next match here, and that is none other than the next countdown to TNA Rebellion is Spitfire with Danny Luna and Jody Threat taking on Decay. In Spitfire's corner is going to be former Fightful podcaster Lars Fredrickson. Interesting. Mm-hmm. It's for the TNA Knockouts Tag Team Championship. I think Spitfire retains.
I kind of feel like Danny Luna and Jody Threat are haven't quite, you know, gotten a proper run with the titles. So I'm.
Hi, Andrew.
Retaining.
Sorry. All right. So let's go to the main card.
Please.
The main card is Joe Hendry. I believe in him. He's taking on Rich Swann with AJ Francis in here. I messed up there. So I just...
say it out again.
AJ Francois.
Francois. Okay. I don't know. I kind of feel like I should pick Joe Hendry here. Nothing against Rich Swann, by the way.
Yeah, I have a feeling this match will be about a 5-minute one, if that. I'm gonna go with Rich Swann. I think Rich gets it.
You bastard.
Yep.
You just said that you believed in Joe. I do believe in him.
I believe he's gonna lose.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. I do.
Smart ass. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Rich
Last Swann. Man standing match, Josh Alexander taking on Alex Hammerstone.
I'm picking Alex Hammerstone here.
All right.
Yeah, I'm picking Alex Hammerstone.
I will not go against Josh Alexander. So
this
Josh
isn't Alexander. Me going against Josh Alexander. Yeah. Like
it sounds like you are.
I loved. Why are you gaslighting?
I'm not gaslighting. Okay, I'm just messing with you, but you know that.
No, I adore Josh Alexander. You know damn well that we've been on this show, well, before I was sick, you know, and having some, you know, men's tears. Yeah, well,
that's
so,
how you got sick.
Yeah, you know, that's a whole different conversation. I loved the match that they had previously. It was kind of like an introduction for Hammerstone, but like I do feel like he needs to win this in order to, you know, get higher up in TNA. Yeah. So that's why I pick him, not because I don't like Josh Alexander. He's probably one of my favorites in TNA.
I'll take your word for it.
Okay.
The Full Metal Mayhem match, Eric Young taking on Frankie Kazarian. I got Frankie.
You know, I will not let the fact that Frankie Kazarian has me blocked on Twitter, you know, make me go against Frankie Kazarian, because I'm also picking Frankie Kazarian. Frankie, my dude, I love you. Your springboard leg drop is a thing of beauty, and I will forever cry that you have me blocked. I'm sorry. I don't even know why. You're probably right, because I'm probably not that smart, but like, you know, just, you know, it's okay. I believe that when people block other people, they do it for a reason. Like, that's perfectly fine. So you have Frankie Kazarian too, so we can move on past that. Yep,
we sure can. Let's move on. Mustafa Ali defending his TNA X Division Championship against Jake Something. Ali's not losing.
Okay, so this, with all due respect and love and appreciation for our friend Drew Nicholas.
The hell with him. Where's he at?
Yeah, where's he at? Someone someone texts him. Someone texts Drew. Yeah, we have really few Drews on Fightful
Drew,
now.
Just kidding, Drew. If you, but.
Yeah, Mustafa Ali will retain here. I'm looking forward to this match, by the way. Jake Something has become really important in the on the indie scenes a lot, and I've enjoyed his work immensely. But yeah, it's gonna be a wonderful match.
Yeah, I believe so. I think this match is gonna kick ass, sea bass. Let's go to our next one.
Mm-hmm.
The TNA Knockouts World Championship, Jordynne Grace defending her title against Steph DeLander. Matt Cardona was scheduled to be in her corner. I doubt he will make it now because he just had surgery for his collarbone, I believe. I'm sorry. I hate that he had to have surgery. We wish him the best. Hope he heals up quickly.
Yeah, even if he was there, Jordynne Grace not losing.
Yeah. Yep, I agree with that. Jordynne Grace. We always pick Jordynne Grace. It's part of our agreement for this show.
Yeah, otherwise we're not doing it.
Yeah. It's just otherwise why the hell would we do this? So,
yes.
We will move on to the TNA World Tag Team Championship, The System. Eddie Edwards and Brian Myers taking on Speedball Mountain, Speedball Mike Bailey and Trent Seven.
I will never pick against Trent Seven and Speedball Mike Bailey.
I will only pick against them when Trent Eight's working.
Edwards and okay, it's fine. I can see that. Yeah. Eddie Edwards and Brian Myers. I'm just not clicking with them as tag team champions. And also, this is me being biased against Trent Seven. For Trent Seven. What's the direct term here?
That must be biased. One of his elder relatives. Trent Four. Too soon.
Robert.
I'm sorry. Hey, it's my first day. I like to be. Okay.
That is fine. Who do you pick? Who do you have?
Oh, here? Speedball Mountain. Let's go. Speedball. Let's give Mike Bailey a title. Let's give him a title.
Let's give Trent a title.
Yeah,
last title he had, It was in NXT UK, you know, the tag team championship.
Yeah. Oh, whatever happened to that place, you know? Jeez.
Oh, you know, just...
Hey, Corey Brennan, where the hell are you at? How about you start that?
Yeah. How about you stop being lazy and go to work?
Yeah. Huh? Get that started.
That's me being Kate. That's me being Kate.
You too, fan.
Yeah.
That'll get him. That's my favorite bit now. Is just take, I'll just throw like random like YouTube lyrics in his tweets, or just throw a
until
random,
he blocks
like,
you, Rob. He'll never come back to the show.
Nah, that's fine. Get our ratings up too. Can we move to Netflix?
Do I have to show my boobs then?
Either you or me, and I don't think people want to see mine. So
yeah, but like the fact is, on Netflix, I can if I wanted to. So like,
you can do it here. We just get kicked off.
Let's move on, Robert.
Okay. Well, you started it. Okay.
My boobs started.
Yeah, and we are on something the past 2 weeks. Well, I'm on something the past
it's
2 weeks.
You. I've always been like this. Okay.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know.
It's finally contagious. I suppose.
That's all. Also, it only took us. Oh. Yeah. All right. The main event, TNA World Championship, Moose defending his title against Nick Nemeth. So you got to give the title to Nick Nemeth.
Okay. Just get.
You need people to talk about your company.
Get that title as far away from Moose as you can.
Yes.
Like, I'm so sorry. But I just cannot get it with Moose. I have no problem with people liking Moose. I have no problem with the whole Moose, you know, thing. You know, the audience does every time on the show. I have no problem with that. But like, I never got it. It's not like I can't see it. Yeah, he's huge. He's athletic. You know, the best match I saw from Moose was when he was in that triple threat against Kenny Omega, and who's the third person?
Oh,
I can't even remember who that third person was, but like he was way.
Was it Alexander?
I don't think he was.
Okay. Well, somebody will let us know.
Yeah. But like that was the best match I've enjoyed from Moose. Again, this doesn't mean that he's, you know, that I'm saying that he's a bad wrestler. I mean, like, I only mean that he's not my cup of tea. This is my cup of tea.
Yeah. Have you ever seen a Moose Knuckle? Do you know what that is?
You have a word for that?
Yeah. Oh, we got a word for everything almost.
Yeah. The thing is, well, I Moose Knuckle?
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. Well, you know.
What?
Yeah, Moose
Knuckle.
Okay,
the more you know with Rob. Okay.
Yeah, the more you know. It's like NBC. Well, you don't know that one either, but. Yeah. Moose Knuckle. That should be a name of a podcast.
And well, now you're going to get it because I quit.
Yeah. Welcome there. Oh, God. Okay. So that's our TNA Rebellion, which I'm sure they're excited that they're very excited that we did that. We brought up all those definitions during that segment. So that's good stuff for them.
You know, I don't think that our audience is aware of that, but like way back in our, you know, first episodes of coexisting, I used to teach you Bulgarian words. Do you remember that?
Yeah, and I still didn't get any of them right.
Yeah, of course you didn't. Bulgarian is a really hard language to learn, but like I kind of miss those because those were educational, and all you do now is teach me potty mouth stuff.
Well, you work at a bar. I'm just helping you out.
I work in a Bulgarian bar, Robert.
Yeah, you need to teach the people of Bulgaria
to watch baseball and not football.
Well, that's no,
that too, right?
No, that's what they prefer. You can let them have that. I mean, yeah. You know, let them have their football. Baseball
yeah, that's
is
all
just
we have.
Yeah, well, and baseball just would be a weird time difference for you guys too. So, I mean, if they want to watch it, go ahead. But so I'm trying to stall so I can grab that Cooper effect. So, if you want to talk about something else, that'd be real good right now.
So you don't want us to have Caden on now?
Well, we can. I need to send him the invite for that too, then. So if you could, I was going to do the Cooper effect as we have our on-air production meeting. So let's just go ahead and do the Cooper effect first, and then we will move on.
So, yeah, that's fine. But like, you know, if you upload the photos, that's what you're doing right now. That's absolutely fine. By the way, I can talk to our wonderful people in the chat. Like, I mean, that's what we were doing for like 10 minutes waiting for you.
Yeah, I had to make sure that I had these definitions pulled up, as you can tell.
Of course, yeah, because that's more important than the Cooper effect.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, while we were waiting for you to show up for work, Robert, like we were we were chatting up with our wonderful, wonderful supporters in the chat about a lot of yummy food, and Soupy shared what he had for his birthday. I do not want to believe, by the way, Soupy, that you're anything more than 30 years old. So, like, that's a lie that you're 39. That is a lie. Jail for you. So we agreed upon having chips with cheesecake, if that is in any way, you know, okay with you, Rob. I don't know if you're listening to me, by the way.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. Oh, Mike says chocolate strawberry cheesecake. That sounds amazing. I always prefer, you know, those kinds of fruits on top of my cheesecake. I adore cheesecake, by the way. Like, I tried it like a couple of years ago for the first time, and I cannot have enough of that. Soupy, well, it doesn't matter how much you swear upon being 39, you are not that old. I mean, like, you look younger than me. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Scarf is... You muted me right as I was saying hi to Scarf.
I thought you were saying, I know, I heard that. And I thought you were saying, are you ready? Like, I thought you meant, like, go ahead and play. And so, yes, of course, I cut you off. So I apologize. So,
it's fine. Hi, sweetie, in the chat. We hope you're doing good. So, guys, today I'm going to, you know, that is just so, so adorable. You can put, you know, yeah. The photos in the chat. So a British man who 6 years ago built an adorable mouse village to cope with depression has added a pub, a bookshop, and hobbit homes so he can capture even more heartwarming photos. This is a shout out to our friend, Doc Chris Mueller, in the chat, because hobbit talk is, you know, Chris talk. And yes, I've still muted that entire conversation on Twitter. So Simon Dell began creating the mini Shire when he spotted a wild mouse in his black garden and wanted to protect it from neighborhood cats. That is so sweet, by the way. Since then, the 50-year-old man has attracted more mice to his luxury mouse town, constructed from recycled materials and repurposed trash. So Simon documents daily village activities across his social media channels with an impressive following of 150,000 people. Without photography and the fun of making little things for little things, I could soon sink back into deep depression, said Simon. Photography gave me a reason to get up out again, and the mouse village gave me back my smile. I hope it gives others the same joy it gives me. So just look at it. You know, you know, the little mouse with the with you know the camera, and you know, behind the bar, it is so great. It is just, I mean, when you told me, like, can you find a Sakura Fett? And I, this is, you know, probably the first one I've stumbled upon, and I was like, yeah, that's the one, without even reading the, you know, the article itself.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, liked it. It was pretty cute.
Yes.
As I send the invite to Caden, I want to first give a shout out to...
I want us to first apologize for what you're about to hear.
well, hold on. I first want to give a shout out to Kate's new neighbor. That's Bill.
Okay, is this a real photo or a random photo of a raccoon?
That's a random photo I found. Yeah, okay. I just thought that was perfect. So I just thought that was a perfect one. So
yes.
I'm not laughing at you, Kate. I'm laughing with you.
Potatoes. What about second breakfast?
Man. So, and then, yeah.
Yeah, so now we want to apologize for what you guys are about to see. This, by the way, for all the pre-shows that we have on Fightful Select before big pay-per-views, we're often joined by Caden. And I'm sure that Caden will talk a bunch of crap. And you guys will be able to see Rob's Caden face.
Yeah.
If you're Caden not face. Subscribed to Fightful Select, please subscribe to Fightful Select for more of Rob's Caden face. And I am so sure that without me pointing it out, you'll understand what I'm talking about. Every time Caden says something so ridiculous that Rob does a specific face, his face turns into, you know, such a disappointment.
Yeah. All right. Well, he's joining us, so let's go ahead and bring him on up here. Caden, how are you? Welcome to Coexisting with Rob and Maggie.
Rob and Maggie.
So last week, you were in Chicago for New Japan's Windy City Riot.
Yeah.
It was a hell of a show, I thought. I enjoyed watching it. And Ryan Sullivan says, kick him off. Okay, so let's, 1 second. All right, there you go. You're back. So we did that. Now you're back. Anyways, hell of a show. The question I have, New Japan doesn't usually ever really show. I think the one thing that New Japan has an issue with is showing audience reactions.
Yeah.
How was the audience?
The crowd was fantastic. If you've watched a pro wrestling show in the city of Chicago, you know how good those crowds are. That Raw from a few weeks ago, Survivor Series, All In, or not All In, All Out. It's a great crowd. And in that venue, Wintrust, that's a little bit smaller, but also could fit the 6,000 plus that they had there. I thought that overall, the crowd noise was very good in the venue. And it's disappointing that the New Japan United States production is not really up to par yet to get the crowd lit correctly, to get the crowd noise in there as it is in Japan, because you can hear those crowds in Japan and you can see those crowds in Japan. But yeah, it was great. The crowd was fantastic all night.
Yeah. So I'll go ahead and ask, was your favorite match the Moxley match? Or
my favorite match was probably the Jack Perry Shota Umino match. I thought that was the best match on the show. I think my second favorite was Stephanie Vaquera and Azumi.
Can you talk about the crowd reaction when it came to Jack Perry?
Yeah, I said that this crowd reaction was probably one of the best I've ever been in. Easily top five. I don't know if I can say it's the best, because I've been in some really awesome crowds in my life, and all of them tend to be Chicago, but the way that the crowd responded, there was a heat segment right before that involved the West Coast Wrecking Crew and Tom Lawler and Fred Rosser. And I was a little bit worried about doing a heat segment going into Jack's match because I knew him and Shota were next. But I thought that got the crowd on their feet a little bit after that tag match that was a little bit slower and got them heated up. And then you just have everything in there where he comes out with the Riot Squad. He comes out with the Chicago flag. The crowd for the entrance was fantastic. I don't think that, how do I phrase this? The footage helped this immensely. Like, I don't think that this would have been as good as it was if we didn't get the footage like 2 days before this. The footage had come out less than 48 hours before this match, and that's what just added to it. Oh, I can't hear anything for some reason.
Because I'm muted. Because I'm... What? Why did Rob go away?
I don't know.
Perhaps he just, you know, hit a wrong button. Yeah, I always stay unmuted because I'm drinking my tea and I...
It was a good run.
You're muted. Yeah, it was a good run.
Anyways, the reaction for Jon Moxley, I assume that was just... They went nuts for him like they usually always do.
Yeah. For the most part, I thought the reaction from Mox and Naito was pretty good. It was very late at that point in the night. Like, we had been there for... That was one of the longer, like, New Japan shows I think I've ever been to stateside. It was long. It was a very long show. But I thought they did a good job of remaining hot for that match.
Now, you'll be at AEW Dynasty tomorrow, or Sunday.
Yeah,
I keep thinking tomorrow. Anyways, AEW Dynasty, you're going to be there for Wrestle Purist, part of the media. I don't know how the hell AEW approved that, but anyways. Is this the first time you're going to be covering AEW as media?
Yep, this will be my first time. Oh. Not my first time sitting in media. Shout out Will Washington. Yep.
Yeah, you're popping your cherry. Good.
I got to sit in media because of Will at All Out 2022, but I didn't get to like take his pass to like actually go do anything with media. So this is my first time with a media badge under my name, where I will be in the post show press scrum.
Cool. Now, I don't want you to say, because obviously we don't want anybody to steal your question, but do you have any questions in mind that you want to ask yet?
Oh yeah, I have been since I got, before I even got the approval. I had been like thinking of questions. Just, you know, who's going to be in the press scrum. If you just kind of pay attention to who they usually have, there's like a set of five people who are typically going to be in there, especially like they like to add in whoever's winning. So like, if you think that Swerve's going to win the title, then he will probably be in there. Ospreay is another guy that they like to have in there. Mercedes Moné, this would be her first press scrum opportunity for AEW. So I've just been thinking of questions.
Do you think that Mercedes will be on the press conference even though she doesn't have a match on the card?
She should be. I'd be shocked if she isn't, just because of her
prominence. I kind of feel like she won't be there.
I think with her prominence in the company, I think she, even though she doesn't have a match, I think you still need to get her in front of the media for the first time. I think it's an important step for them to take with her.
Okay.
We do have a super chat, so I'm going to read this one. MJF Scarf says, Caden blocked me on Twitter. Please boot him.
Why did you block Scarf?
I know exactly why I blocked Scarf. Scarf snitch tagged me to Chris Jericho one time.
Oh, well, did you get blocked by Jericho?
I about Chris Jericho on my timeline, and Scarf snitch tagged me. And I'm like, then you're getting blocked if you snitch tagged.
Did Jericho block you?
No, Jericho didn't see
it. Oh, then bring him back. Bring him back. He's a good guy. I demand you to bring him back.
Well, Caden has a right to
do it as a favor for me, because he's a good guy. And then
I'm sure that Caden is all over the moon. I know. Doing your favor.
I'm trying. I got nothing right now. But yeah, okay.
Are you excited about the show? By the way,
yeah. Caden? Thank you.
Yeah, I'm really pumped for the show. I think that going in before the go home show, it was a little weary just with the episode 2 weeks ago was not my favorite. But in terms of just
the episode with the footage,
the episode that had the footage on it, I just didn't like that episode.
I didn't like any part of that episode myself.
No, it was a interesting choice.
Yeah,
but I think that when I look at a pro wrestling card, there's a few things I think of. And the main thing is, does it have a marquee championship match? Does it have a marquee non-championship match? Is it well-rounded from there? And that's where you kind of flush everything out. And they have a stipulation match with the ladder match. They have a big-time championship match with Swerve and Joe. They have the Ospreay Danielson, my personal dream match. These are my two favorite wrestlers of all time. I've been saying for the last year, when you ask any of my friends, whenever I say, this person's my favorite wrestler, it's literally always switching between them two, depending on who I like more that week, between Danielson and Ospreay. And then the women's matches look pretty good. I'm a little worried what's going to happen with Julia and Willow, with Julia potentially being injured. But I think overall, it'll be a good show for the women as well. And the undercard's got some interesting stuff on it. It looks like a very good pay-per-view. And look, I also believe that every pay-per-view needs a bathroom match, because I need to get up and take a second and get my bearings together. And Chris Jericho comes in once again to do that. So I must applaud him.
I mean, I kind of feel like that's the only reason he should be applauded. Thank you for giving me a bath. You know, we know with the whole thank you, Chris Jericho bit, you know, at the beginning of AEW. Thank you, Chris Jericho, for giving me a bathroom break. I'm kidding, of course, but I'm really not. So let's move.
My thing here is, if Jericho beats Hook, I'm going to be pissed.
No, I'd be shocked.
If Jericho beats Hook and Hook goes into free agency, and I will never let Chris Jericho hear the end of it.
Yeah, if that's the case, it's like, well, now I understand why he's taking free agency, because
he gone. You do so, you.
Yeah, there's definitely, like, Hook's a big one where, like, there's a few people on the roster where you can tell with the way they're being booked where you're like, oh, they might be setting this person up to go into free agency. Yeah. And this match feels like it. Like, if those reports are to be believed that he's close to free agency and has legitimate interest in going to NXT, you could take the title off of him and make Jericho a big heel, send Hook on his way out. It's believable.
Yeah. That's a good point. Obviously, the big talk is a lot of it's Young Bucks and FTR in this ladder match. A lot of people are saying that Jack Perry will be there. I think it's a little too obvious that he'll be there. So I'm kind of hoping he's not. Does that make sense to you guys?
No, it makes zero sense. Just because it's obvious doesn't mean that it's... That's
what I was going to say. My response was like, I get it, but also just because it's obvious
because it's the right thing to do.
I agree.
I think what they should do, and this is just because it's them and because they like their dicks, this is when they need to bring Brandon Cutler back, because that would just piss people off even more.
Oh, God.
Like, as a surprise. Like, that's what I would not. It's not a surprise, but you know what I mean? It would just irritate the hell out of people even more, I think, as, like, their characters. That's just the way I look at it.
That was the original plan, was for them to be with Cutler and Cabana. That was the original plan for the faction before they changed it. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't do that. I would bring in Jack Perry.
No, I would just say it, like, just for the... Man. Like, not even just him being part of the group. They just, like what? I thought this is, like, who you wanted. Just something stupid like that. It's not going to happen. I'm just spitballing here, but
I'm on my agenda right now of having Jack Perry come in, have Jack Perry beat Copeland for the TNT title. You do Perry the Elite and Okada, Perry the Bucks and Okada against Copeland, DG, and FTR, Blood and Guts. That's what I'm on right now.
Well, I'm on the agenda that you should never say DG ever again.
What's wrong with DG?
No, what? No. Just say Daniel Garcia.
I call him DG. I genuinely call him DG.
Really? Stop that.
All the time, I'd be like, hey, DG.
Jesus.
Okay, let's move on with the show because like I cannot stand this. Like,
are
I
you flying
I,
Spirit or Spirit? What's the other airline?
Frontier. Spirit,
no. Yeah. Or you're flying Frontier. Well, the good thing is the plane will land.
I'm sorry. Oh, okay.
Well, the good plane, the plane will land then, because with Spirit you get to land the plane by yourself. So that's what's exactly nice about them.
It's a fun time.
Yeah. Get a. Anyways. Do you see either one of the women's title? Well, I know you talked about Willow. I think Willow wins the title. I even think before Julia got hurt, I think she was going to win the title.
Yep.
Because I think that's being set up for Mercedes at Double or Nothing. Do you think they are keeping this title on Toni Storm until Jamie Hayter gets back?
I think they are keeping it on her. I don't think it's until Jamie comes back. I think what they're going to do is have her drop it to Mariah. And that's dependent on when she comes back. Jamie comes back. Because if Jamie's not close to being back, I think they save that for All In. If Jamie is close to being back, then they do the change at Double or Nothing. And then do Mariah and Jamie at Wembley.
You know, so this is the last question before we let you go. Do you ever find it? So I'm going to try to phrase this the best way I can. I find it very weird how New Japan does. Like, is
they do a lot of things that are weird.
Well, no, okay, so they've lost two of their biggest stars to AEW.
They lost three of their biggest stars to AEW.
Okay,
Jay White.
Yeah.
Jay
White. So they've lost.
Although you wouldn't know it from looking.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yes.
True. That's true. But what? Why? My thing is, if why would they work with a business that takes their business? You know what I mean? Like, that's gonna hurt their bottom line.
No,
I don't get. I don't understand this.
So this is something that I've been like, just when I watch podcasts, because I don't do a lot of podcasts.
Obviously.
That, yes, thank you, Maggie. I appreciate that. I was just so needed.
Maggie's using our outside voice here.
I've been talking to people for a while about Okada leaving. I had first heard that Okada was leaving, I think, in September.
Yeah, that's.
And I heard Ospreay was leaving months. I heard Ospreay and Okada were both leaving for a very long time because the Japanese economy is bad. It's like people don't understand how rough it is. I'm going to Japan in a few weeks. And as I'm doing.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to Kuroken Hall to see Pro Wrestling Noah. I was saving that for my plugs, but I am going to see I'm going to Kuroken Hall for Noah.
That's so sweet.
I'm really excited. But when I was doing my conversions for my Disneyland tickets, I was like, whoa, it is like when I went a few years ago, it was pretty much 100 yen was one US dollar. Very easy conversion. Now I think 100 yen is like 60 cents in the US dollar. It was last year when I, last year I think it was about 80 cents. It is dropping. And New Japan is struggling financially to re-sign people. That's why they lost Okada. That's why they lost Jay White. That's why they lost Will Ospreay. And there's a bunch of people like they couldn't put Aussie Open under contract. They almost lost all members of the Bullet Club War Dogs. So I understand the view of, okay, well, if AEW is taking all these guys, why would you do business with them? But you still get to work with these guys in some capacity because there is a working relationship. You know that inherently you do not have the money to sign these people. So where would you rather them go? A company you work with or a company you have no relationship with in WWE? AEW has also helped New Japan's revenue. That show in Chicago and the show in Ontario, California, they're running on May 11th at Resurgence. They're also running a bigger venue in Washington, D.C. all of these shows would not be possible without AEW and without having guys like Moxley or Jack Perry coming in to work those shows for New Japan. So I understand the point completely, and I don't think it's I think when people make that point, some people brush it off as bad faith. I don't. I think it's a genuine it's a great point. It makes complete sense why you would have why you would think there'd be some trepidation from Gato's side and from Bushiroad's side. But if you look at it overall, it is one of the only things that's helping New Japan right now. I think if New Japan didn't have this partnership, they'd be in a significantly worse financial position.
So, okay. So my comeback to that is that one of the reasons like why Rossi is like left Stardom? Like, was that like any of that? Like, does any like of the money issues have that? Because Stardom seems like they're doing okay.
Stardom's under the same head. They're all under Bushiroad, the same parent company. Yeah. I can admit, I don't know as much about Rossi's situation. I think it was more that Rossi wanted to start his own company and work with WWE because and that's also like, that's why the Stardom couldn't re-sign Julia, because they didn't have the money to re-sign Julia or Utami. All these people, they just didn't, like, same thing. They just don't have the money. It's the same parent company. So I think it's a little bit of a different situation with Rossi, but
yeah. Well, yeah. And that's true. He could. If you
potentially, I don't think he wants to. That's a whole other, like, owning another American wrestling company in Ring of Honor, which he got for a very good deal. That's a completely different thing than owning a Japanese wrestling company, having to deal with Japanese customs, having to deal with the culture, having to deal with the TV situation being incredibly different over there. Like, it's such a night and day difference from what I understand between how New Japan and AEW are run. They're just, he could theoretically.
But like, doing nothing with New Japan wouldn't be handled so lightly with people who are fans from New Japan.
He would, he would pass it over to like Gato.
Yeah, but like, pass it over. Like, he never does that. Like, I know that he talked briefly about that on the media call yesterday. Mm-hmm. I know that, but the sooner he admits that he needs help with, you know, a lot of stuff, the better.
Yeah.
Because like, if you just want, you know, to handle things yourself, like what is this trying to prove yourself to like a bunch of people? You don't need to do that. Like, what you need is to give, you know, your audience what they need. Like, you're not the important one. Like, you don't need to do everything yourself. You need to run a successful company. By the way, I adore the chat saying that Caden is right about something and they hate saying that.
This is something I only know about because I've had conversations with people that know the topic better, and I've tried to do like at least some research into it because it's interesting to me. And I agree, Maggie, completely. There is I've been preaching from the rooftops about just certain things in AEW being passed over to different people, having some, I think it's good sometimes to have more cooks in the kitchen in certain aspects. And there is a lot of things that Tony Khan is good at, a lot of things he has to do, but there's only so much time in the day. I think it would at least benefit him to just let somebody book Ring of Honor, at least.
At least, like, I feel incredibly bad for the people who have been supporting Ring of Honor for a decade, okay? I feel bad for them because, like, in the beginning, they said, oh, good, TK bought Ring of Honor, so, like, we're getting it again, and we're going to get that feeling again. And then we got nothing. Don't get me wrong. Ring of Honor pay-per-views deliver absolutely every fucking time. But pay-per-views, I kind of feel like pay-per-views, wrestling pay-per-views or premium live events, whatever you want to call it, those things will absolutely always deliver, because when it comes to pay-per-views and premium live events. You depend on the in-ring ability of your workers. And that is kind of always a wonderful thing. What do you do before that and after that? You know, the storytelling and making people care about those pay-per-views or premium live events, that's how you do it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Pay-per-views would always get knocked out of the park.
You know what made me think about all this? Like when you brought Ring of Honor, the people that watched it past 10 years, do you think Kate's new roommate would watch with her?
Okay, so you started talking and I was like, okay, this is about to be some sort of fuckery again.
Yeah,
and then course. Right in the middle, I'm like, okay, so he's asking a legitimate question.
Yeah, well, it
then
is.
You do this.
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah.
Kate, we love you. She's not watching, but I mainly did that to pop Ryan and anybody else, but
that pops.
So, yeah. But Caden, plug your shit because I know you're going to be getting on a flight tomorrow, I assume.
I just want to say that I was immensely good to Caden this entire show.
Yes.
Like, yeah, I said nothing. Plug your shit.
That's a lie.
You gotta plug your shit. Get out.
You can find me on Twitter at Caden, Kaden _FTW. You can find my work on WrestlePurist.com. I did a feature on Sami Zayn for WrestleMania a few weeks ago. That's a little outdated at this point, but you can still go read it because it's amazing. You can also, on my Twitter, I will be posting some stuff at AEW Dynasty this Sunday. I will also be, as I mentioned, I will be in Japan in a few weeks. I'm only doing one thing right now that is wrestling related. I will be going to Pro Wrestling NOAH, I believe it's called Star Navigation 2024 at Corrigan Hall on May 19th. No, May 21st.
Well, make sure you get the date right.
Yeah. Tuesday, May 21st. So go to my Twitter to check out all my Japan travels. I'll be posting a ton of stuff over there as well as
I'm so excited for you.
I am super excited. I thought I was going to not be able to go to a show at Corrigan, and then NOAH added a show while I had a free night. So I was like, okay, and me and my dad are going to go.
Cool. Nice. Well, thanks for stopping by and have a good time at AEW Dynasty. And maybe we'll see you for the pre-show for a few minutes. Who knows?
Thank you.
Better
guys.
Do a good job.
On. Yeah.
Thank
don't,
you, Maggie.
Yeah, have a good, do a good job. So see you, buddy. Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Bye. All right. Well, let's get into our predictions. let's get into our predictions here. AEW Dynasty taking place at the, is it the, I don't know, Chaffetz Center, whatever the hell they want to call it. I don't know what the hell they call it. CHA.
Okay, Rob, this is your language. I mean, yes, well, do I have to read it in your language or you like?
Well, Chaffetz. We'll call it the Chaffetz. I mean,
that does not sound good.
Maybe it's a chafe, like the chafe, you know.
What's a chafe?
Chaffetz. Chaffetz? Chaffetz. Arena in St. Louis, Missouri. You can watch it live
in
on
an
Sunday.
Arena.
Yeah. 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 It's just an arena. Forget everything else I said. You can watch it on pay-per-view or Triller or I'd Bleacher Report if Chris is working, maybe. Anyways, it's on Sunday, April 21st. Make sure you watch it. It's going to be fun, I think. I think it's going to be a hell of a show. But Maggie, let's go ahead and start off with the 0 hour show, pre-show. You have the guy that can't get out of the 0 hour shows, Jay White, with his Bullet Club Gold taking on the Acclaimed for the AEW World Trios and Ring of Honor World Six Man Tag Team Championships. Both belts are on the line.
Maggie, hopefully, Bullet Club Gold. Hopefully,
that's exactly what I was gonna say.
I am not vibing with the Acclaimed whatsoever, and I. Like the fact that Billy Gunn had such a long match with Jay White and kind of beat him, kind of. That left a really, really sour taste in my mouth. And
Chaffetz. There we go.
That does not sound correct, also. That's a weird ass name. Yeah. So it's. I still have a bad taste in my mouth for that. From that, Yeah, it's a thumbs up. We don't get, you know, the pyro anymore because, like,
why?
You can't. But, oh, there you go.
Oh yeah.
You get the Cody Rhodes entrance. That is fine.
Adrenaline in my soul. So, I'm gonna go to your girlfriend's and pound her. Never mind. Too soon.
Okay. I don't know what I was. Oh yeah. Okay. Jay White. Yeah, I still have a bad taste in my mouth from that match. I really want to gargle a lot with mouthwash, and I don't go there. I know what you're about to say. Okay, we've been on the show for years now. I kind of feel like I know what you're thinking. Hopefully Bullet Club Gold. I do not, I'm just not interested in the Acclaimed anymore. For me, there's no such thing, Andrew. Yeah. it's probably me. I kind of feel like it's my fault because it's always my fault. Yeah, so Bullet Club Gold. Please. I mean, read the room. Yes. Yeah.
We got a, Zarian, did you miss the fart box conversation?
I feel like he did. And I think so. That was not on me.
Yeah, that wasn't me this time. Anyway, Soupy, the birthday boy, belated birthday boy, says, a unification trios title match on 0 hour tells you how cold this feud is right now.
Yes, it is really cold. And I'm still pissed because it's Jay White. It's Jay White.
Yeah, he did something.
I kind of hoped that he was gonna be, you know, a bigger deal. It felt like half an hour of Billy Gunn manhandling Jay White on national television. It felt like half an hour, but it wasn't. It really wasn't. Like, I mean, it went through a commercial break, like. Yeah. I kind of feel like Jay White deserves more.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Let's go on to our next match here. You have none other than the next 0 hour match. Orange Cassidy and Shibata taking on Shane Taylor Promotions, Shane Taylor and Lee Moriarty.
I kind of feel like Shane Taylor Promotions needs a win here. They have just brought back Anthony Ogogo. And also Trent just turn heel on Orange Cassidy, and I kind of feel like Chuck Taylor will join him because Chuck Taylor hasn't chosen a side still. From what we've seen on television, he was like, what the fuck, bro? Like, what? And I kind of feel like this is exactly what happens, because I'm gonna need for us to get a bit of heel best friends, because God forbid a face best friends hold the tag team championships. So maybe if they're a heel tag team, they can, you know, get close to that. I mean, please.
I always thought they would have the belt by now. I mean, I think anybody would have agreed with that.
Proud and Powerful would have had those belts before they split. Best friends, probably. I still cannot believe that Jurassic Express held those championships before Proud and Powerful or Best Friends. Like,
a dinosaur held the title.
Dinosaur and a jungle baby.
Crimea River, right?
No. So, no?
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like I'm glad we get to see Shibata on a pay-per-view. I'll tell you that.
Still a big fan of his brand.
Shane Taylor, I love the fact that people are getting into Shane Taylor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's...
Dude's good. I like Shane Taylor.
Yes. I will also like to see Anthony Ogogo perform in Wembley. Just not because of, you know... I just want to hear that crowd reaction. I want to see how, you know, the UK fans react to Anthony Ogogo, because I kind of went cold, you know, from the whole feud between Cody and Anthony Ogogo, like from years ago.
Did everybody else, though.
Yeah, but like I kind of felt like that was the beginning of the downfall for Cody, in my opinion. Weight, you know, the measuring in wrestling, that's right up there with arm wrestling. Just stop it. Like you don't have weight, you know, different weight divisions in wrestling. So why are you weighing yourselves in the ring?
Oh, like you need to, you know, take your clothes off and be with boxers there. Oh,
like what? It's stupid. That's really stupid. Just stop doing that. Arm wrestling? What the fuck is this? Kindergarten? And yes, that is a line from Twin Peaks, by the way. Like it's arm wrestling sucks. Yeah. Let's move on. Shane Taylor Promotions. That's what I have here. Who do you got?
Same here.
Okay.
Let's move on to Matt Sydal and Trent Barretta. I think we both have Matt Sydal with this because Trent Barretta. Sorry, let me rephrase this. We both have Trent Barretta winning. Yeah, yes. We have Trent Barretta winning this. I did not mean to.
Thank you.
You know me. If I see it on the teleprompter here, I'm like Ron Burgundy. So go F yourself, San Diego. I think I ask you this anytime I bring it up. Have you seen Anchorman?
I have, but only once, so might as well. I like.
You should watch it again just for.
Yeah, I should. I should. I mean, that escalated quickly, so.
Yeah. All right. Mike M says Twin Peaks.
Yes.
You like that show, I heard.
Yeah, like. I mean, probably.
Fightful Select can report you like it. FTW Championship. El Hooko taking on El Chris Jericho. Oh.
Well, okay, listen to me. Hopefully Hook wins here. Because I kind of feel like Alex Pawlowski will have a meltdown.
Nah, I kind of want to see that just happen for the shits and giggles.
No. I see Alex Pawlowski having a meltdown at least 3 times a week on Fightful Select.
Well, yeah.
Subscribe to Fightful Select, by the way. That's a known plug. And by the way, before Kate joined Sour Grapes, I was terrified of Alex. Because every time he did the Sour Grapes for Raw or like whatever show, like he was looking directly at the camera and it was as if he was mad at me for something.
Well, yeah.
And like he was so disappointed in the show. Like,
yeah,
you can tell that he adores the wrestlers because he's so invested in those wrestlers and not the storylines. And he was so pissed off at the storylines, but he was staring directly at the camera and being all disappointed. I'm like, I'm sorry, Dad, I'll do better. So I don't need a Pawlowski meltdown. I really don't because I'm gonna be scared. Hopefully Hook. And for the love of our friend Corey Michaels, please don't ever say bet. Ever. Because Chris Jericho, a 63 or something year old man saying, all right, bet. It's
bet. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
So we both have Hook winning.
Yeah, hopefully.
All right. TBS Championship, I think we will agree here too. Willow Nightingale will get this victory because I think Julia Hart.
I feel like the match that we need to have at Double or Nothing is Willow versus Mercedes Moné, which is something that started at Stardom. So they'll be having in mind that Willow was never supposed to win that championship. It was, and this is a nice way of them correcting history, if you can call it that.
Yeah.
And also, I just love to see Willow with a championship that has nothing to do with the Owen Cup.
Yeah.
I'll which, give you that. By the way, she won. Just if you.
And, man, that Owen Cup, I thought they were going to make that. Like, I really thought they were going to make the Owen Cup their New Japan Cup. You know, that's what I thought was going to happen. I thought they were going to make the a major trophy, and it doesn't feel like it. Anyways.
Yes.
Well, we both have Willow winning that. We will move on to the trios match. Adam Copeland, Eddie Kingston, Mark Briscoe taking on the House of Black. I have the House of Black winning here, and the reason why is I think Eddie Kingston's turning heel. I should make sure I phrase that in there, turning heel. Or, let me add this, or Christian's getting involved. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. You speak, Ricardo speaks Rob, so that's good. I was like, what the hell is the name of that cup?
I kind of feel like I will always pick House of Black. In my opinion, they've been booked really lousy. It's almost as if they lose each and every match, but then they stand tall after the match because they beat everyone up.
My thing is, I think they lose every match because I'm convinced that all three of them, well, I don't know about Brody, but I'm convinced at least two of the three members want to go to WWE. That's why I think they lose matches. But it's by no means do I know that to be fact. I'm just going based off what I think. So,
yeah. I mean, I feel like it's been a decade since Malakai Black debuted in AEW, and he kicked the crap out of Cody for like 3 seconds.
It really
looks like a while ago.
It was a while ago. Two.
Yeah, but like more than a while ago.
Oh, okay. So you're saying it feels like, more like it more than 2 years ago.
Yeah, it feels like I said, a decade ago, but like it really wasn't. I really hoped that Malakai was going to be a bigger thing in AEW, because I don't think, I was disappointed that we never got to see that at WWE.
Yeah.
I'm sad that he's not there now because Triple H is running things, and Triple H loved Aleister Black.
The one thing I'll always be impressed with Malakai Black, Aleister Black, is he's still doing the gimmick with the eye. I find that just amazing.
Hats off to the guy. Like that is dedication. That's just dedication. And the fact that him and Buddy Matthews went right into that in AEW just goes to show you. I'm gonna pick House of Black. I really want them to be a faction that is to be feared, because I kind of feel like that's the kind of thing that they're portraying them to be. But like, yeah, sure, like they're spooky, they turn the lights off and on, but like Switch can do that. I'm gonna need them to be dominant in a way that we all know that they can be, because it's Malakai Black and Buddy Matthews. Also Brody King, sure, but like if you're not, you know, familiar with his work before he joined AEW, like, you know, Buddy Murphy and you know Aleister Black. So I'm pissed off that they don't have gold right now. That's all I'm saying. Just everything that they wanted the Undisputed Kingdom to be, House of Black can be. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. All right, so we both have House of Black. We will move on to the AEW Intercontinental Championship. Pac taking on Okada. I don't see Okada losing.
Yeah, Okada's definitely winning this match, but it's going to be so good. I mean, yeah. Pac, oh my God. I've been so hyped ever since Pac came back. I miss Pac so much. I sure hope that we get to see Pac in... At Wembley. Fingers crossed.
I did ignore it. Jesus, I saw it and I forgot it. Thank you, Chris. I totally skipped it, and I saw it. Everyone, shut up! Willow's gonna win.
Yes, this is Doc's gimmick. Everyone, shut up! Willow's on TV.
It is Pac, right?
What?
I always call him Pac. I think because I grew up with All Eyes on Me. Shit.
You shouldn't be allowed to say that.
It's back, though. Spock, it's back. Spock. Tupac. Tupac.
Oh, Jesus.
I thought that was a good one. Anyways. I have Okada. Anyways, let's move on. Sure, AEW International.
Please.
AEW International Championship. Roddy Strong taking on Kyle O'Reilly. We had an interview yesterday with Kyle O'Reilly. Sean Ross Sapp interviewed him. Pretty interesting interview. Sean Ross Sapp interviewed him. Pretty good little interview. Interesting stuff for Mr. O'Reilly. He talked about watching Danielson during his independent days when he said Danielson used to travel over to British Columbia and wrestle quite a bit when he wasn't in Texas training. So pretty cool. I mean, if you think back about it, if you were going to see Bryan Danielson wrestle independent shows when he was just starting, and it's like, wow, that'd be fascinating.
Yeah.
Anyways, who you got here?
That's kind of a tough one. So they send Adam Cole back home, right? Because like they saw that him being on the road isn't helping with his recovery. So they send him home. I don't know, because I have no idea what their plan is with the Undisputed Kingdom, which is going nowhere, by the way, because like I'm not interested in anything whatsoever. And this includes Wardlow, by the way. They made me stop caring about Wardlow. That's what they did.
I don't know. I saw your reply the other day to that tweet. Somebody tagged you in.
Yeah, but like I was reacting to the bathroom, like not.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Okay. That's why.
Yeah. Oh, my God. What a wonderful bathroom. Like, yeah. No. I don't know. I don't know what their plan is, so I
don't think they know their damn plan.
Sure. So I don't know if it's integral for them to have all the titles when Adam Cole comes back. You know, the Ring of Honor Tag Team Championships and, you know, the International Championship as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm reluctant to think that they would actually add some more gold in that group before they lose gold. So I can see Wardlow winning some sort of championship, probably, hopefully, in some way. But I can also see Roderick Strong losing and them blaming Wardlow for that.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I can also see that happening, but it's just something that only time will tell. And or also, like, probably Sean, if you subscribe to Fightful Select, I'm just saying. So I don't know. I'm gonna go with Roderick Strong here. Because he's kind of a workhorse, again, you wouldn't know it from looking. I'm going to go with Roderick Strong here. I feel like he can do so much more with that title. I was so glad when he won it. I thought that they were going to give him more purpose. I haven't seen that still. And if he loses that before he did anything else whatsoever, I'd be kind of pissed. I love Kyle O'Reilly, but for now, I'm going to say Roderick Strong.
This is what I think they should. I think Roderick Strong wins, but this is what I think they should do. I think they should have Kyle O'Reilly just go on a little bit of a losing streak till Adam Cole gets back. Adam Cole talks them into joining, and then they just, like how Stella got her groove back, this is how Kyle O'Reilly gets his groove back, by Adam Cole being there. Mm-hmm. He just gets his shit back together. Like, that's how you do it. That's, and, or maybe you bring back Old Man River, and Bobby Fish comes back. You can do something like that. Like, he gets his confidence back. That's kind of what I would like to see, that kind of angle where he gets his confidence back. So,
and Wardlow can be like, oh, like, now you're hype, but you're not, you weren't hype when I was there. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah, and true. Then, and then anything goes, you know, it's exactly like Ace mentions in the chat. I will always think of, you know, a rescue plan for Wardlow. And we will ride out into the sunset together, war baby.
You war hoes. Jeez.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. All right. We will move on to the
AEW Women's.
Yeah, I think Roderick Strong.
Okay.
We will move on to the AEW Women's Championship. Toni Storm defending her title against Thunder Rosa. Toni Storm wins here.
Yeah. Caden discussed previously, I kind of feel like the way they're booking Toni Storm here, I'm so sorry if you heard that.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. It's the tea, okay? It's the tea.
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
But Toni retains.
There's no cool way to recover from that. So Toni retains here. I kind of feel like everything that they've been building towards is eventually Mariah May winning that championship off of Thunder, out of Toni Storm. And the other thing that they can do is actually book another, you know, women's storyline that has nothing to do with the whole championship. And that is Thunder Rosa and Deonna Purrazzo. That's a brilliant secondary story that you can go with. I don't know if they get involved here. I kind of hope they don't, because it's Thunderstorm. It's going to be brilliant if they give it time, if they, you know, if they let the women work. Just let the women work, please. Yes.
Yep. Anyways, yeah, I have Toni Storm winning.
Okay.
All right. We will move on to the AEW World Tag Team Championship Tournament Finals. And it's going to be a ladder match with the Young Bucks, Matthew and Nicholas Jackson, taking on the tag team of FTR, Dex Harwood, and Cash Wheeler. Young Bucks get this victory because why not?
So, because I've seen this match 3 times now, the matches were awesome, all of them. And I've loved all of, like, every story that they've told up until now. I don't know if it was because of the way we got to this thing or because I've seen it a bunch before. I really don't know. But I'm actually not looking forward to this match. I'm sure that I'll be proven wrong the moment that match starts. I'm sure that it's going to be absolutely brilliant. Like, for now, I'm just kind of, yeah, okay. That's, and for each and every match before that they had, I was so incredibly pumped. I'm going to wait and see. I have the Bucks also winning here. I do feel like Jack Perry will be there also.
Okay. All right. I have, like I said, I have the Young Bucks winning. We go to the match, the next two matches I know we've been waiting to talk about. We will go to Brian Danielson taking on Will Ospreay. Maggie.
My nipples are hard, Robert.
Yeah, your nipples are hard. My nipples are hard. That's not the only thing. But anyways.
The world will have the hardest of nipples ever.
Not the only thing, like I said.
Simultaneously.
Going to put an eye out. Anyways. I just can't not wait for this match. Okay, so let me phrase it this way. I'm not saying it's going to have the Hogan Rock feel to it, you know, with both of them in the ring, like looking at each other. But I think it's going to be one of the best matches I ever see, in my opinion. I really do. So I have Will winning.
Do you?
I do. Even though it wouldn't surprise me if Danielson won, but well, here's the thing too. If they were planning on keeping Ospreay as if they wanted him to go as a heel, then I would see him winning by doing something like Callus related, which just irritates the shit out of me even more.
No, they're building towards Will Ospreay not being okay with the Callus family from everything that we got from this week's Dynamite.
Yep, exactly. So that's why, like, that's the only reason why I could see Ospreay. I just have Will winning. That's the easiest way to say it. How about that?
I can see some shenanigans happening. I can see the Don Callis family coming out and him being not happy with the fact that they're there. He can get distracted. Brian Danielson can obviously play the veteran card and, you know, he knows better than, you know, to let things like that be a distraction to him.
They were talking in chat. Do you think this is going to be best out of three, like in the long run? I do.
I hope so. I certainly hope so. But like, because Brian Danielson has that with Zack Sabre Jr. right now. Mm-hmm. I kind of feel like Brian Danielson should face Zack Sabre Jr. at Wembley, but it makes most sense if they do that at Forbidden Door.
Yeah.
But like the first match was won by Brian Danielson by pin. The second match was won by Zack Sabre Jr. by a pin. So the third match, so neither of those two have, you know, a submission win, and that's their thing. You know, their submission moves. So the third match has to be either a submission match or, you know, have some kind of, you know, stipulation that, you know, it has to be won by a tapping out. But like I'm getting way off track here. God, I hate to bet against either of the two. I'm serious. I'm going to pick Will Ospreay. But I don't think Brian Danielson should be losing in his final year as much as he has been.
Okay.
Also, I won't take it if Brian Danielson retires without being a champion.
I think that's how he wants to go, but
I do feel like that is in fact the thing. But like, I get it, Brian. Like, you want to put over the young talent. We get it, but like, win something. Just... You're muted.
Ricardo says Brian's last match should be versus Nigel. Make it happen or must happen. Book it, cowards.
I see a lot of people saying that, and I was on that bandwagon for a long time now. It really does seem like they're building towards Brian versus Nigel, because like Nigel McGuinness does not take a step back, like at all. Yeah. I've been enjoying that a lot, but I suppose we'll see.
Yeah. So we both have Will. Yeah. We move on to the main event. Swerve Strickland challenging Samoa Joe for the AEW World Heavyweight Championship. I swerve. It looks like you swerve. We all swerve. Swerve's going to win.
What did Joe call Swerve this week?
I don't remember.
A specific word that I've never heard before.
Somebody in chat's going to have to help us because I don't
remember. Yeah, yeah, please. Like, I've never heard that word before. Shocking, I know. So I feel like Swerve should win here because Samoa Joe, like, definitely, like, talked a bunch of crap about Swerve. And if he loses here, he's going to be right. And I don't think that's where AEW are aiming towards.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to pick Swerve, and I'm going to...
Choke Artist?
Choke Artist. Thank you, Ace. Yes. Yeah, Choke Artist.
Yeah, Artist is basically someone that just, like, chokes at the end. Like, they don't succeed. They never succeed. Like,
Makes sense. Yeah. Yeah. That is exactly what I meant. Like, you can't call someone a Choke Artist and then have them lose and be proven right.
I met a
because
hooker
like what because
that, but that was kind of weird. Anyways. Sorry, go ahead. Swear wins. I got that too. Why do you have to make it weird? Anyways. Anyways. Yeah, that's our AEW prediction. Swerve wins. He's going to be the AEW World Champion. The other news that came out today is Jim Ross announced that he will be there. He will be on commentary. I don't know how many matches. I didn't hear that part. Mike Yim says MJF shows up when Swerve wins. That would be interesting.
No.
I don't think so yet.
I feel like MJF is hurt a lot still.
Yeah.
And I don't think that happens.
I think double or nothing is best. That's just my opinion. Give him another month.
And yeah, I just
or month. Have... Yeah. Month. Yeah. And, you know, like I said, I say this every week that we don't talk much SmackDown, but tonight's matches look really good. So I'm going to.
Not only tonight, Rob.
Yeah.
Tama Tonga.
Yeah. Tama Tonga. But anyways, let's go ahead and start with SmackDown preview. You got Bayley taking on Naomi for the title.
Because Naomi beat Tiffany Stratton last week.
Yep. This match. Come on, AJ. Come on, AJ Styles. Win this match.
I'm gonna have to ask you, AJ.
Yeah.
Just please beat the crap out of LaKnight. Yeah. Like for us, okay? For us.
Do it for us.
Do it for us and all your fans from New Japan who need to see Cody Rhodes versus AJ Styles. That's what I talked about last week on our show.
Oh, we talked about it when Cody Rhodes came back that we wanted to see this match.
Of course.
Hell. A four-way match to determine the number one contenders for the SmackDown Championship.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that they're getting new belts on SmackDown too. Okay.
Yep. You have Pete Dunne, Tyler Bate, Akam
and Rezar.
Thank you. Jesus, I was like, I was gonna say Akon. I'm like, no, that's not him. That's not the rapper.
AOP versus Street Profits versus Angelo, Angel Garza, and
yeah, Legado del Fantasma.
Yes.
And then we also have what is next for the Bloodline, as you see, Tama Tonga, and
we need to talk about
Solo
this.
Sikoa attacking Jimmy.
Yeah.
Uso.
So. There. Last week,
sons of bitches.
Yeah, last week was a doozy. Okay, so Paul Heyman comes out and says that they accept accountability, you know, for their loss at WrestleMania. He did mention Seth and Roman, you know, that whole dynamic that they
Humberto
had.
Carrillo is where you're Humberto Carrillo. Oh, yes. Okay. Well, Scott George said,
yes, I knew.
Okay, gotcha.
So Solo Sikoa cut him off, and then he said, yeah, the consequences lead to change. And then he aims his attention towards Jimmy. He hugs the crap out of him, and then a hooded man comes into the ring. He removes the hood, like he attacks Jimmy, of course. He removes the hood, and it's Tama Tonga. Okay, so a bunch of people didn't know who Tama Tonga was, but like the rest of the crowd who knew damn well who Tama Tonga was.
Went nuts.
Went nuts. Like nuts. I went nuts with my coffee, like before work. I was like, okay, we're really seeing this. He's legitimately there.
Tama Tonga
from New Japan is on SmackDown. On WWE, on Fox. And I'm like, I need a minute. I'm just going to need a minute. So they beat up Jimmy. And Paul Heyman is really, really afraid. He has no idea what's going on because he hasn't heard from Roman. Yeah. And then they had a segment backstage. And what Tama Tonga said, like, those were his only words. He said, by orders of the tribal chief. And we all know who that tribal chief is. That's The Rock.
Yeah.
We know that that tribal chief is The Rock because Roman got beaten up. And I cannot wait to see how this unfolds. It's really good because, you know, this is the way The Rock can be actually on the show without being on the show.
Yeah.
That's really good. I mean, that's kind of the right way for them to do that. I'm really stoked about this. I can't wait to see where it goes. But Tama Tonga is really in WWE. That's crazy.
So,
Cody Rhodes will be on the show also, right?
I assume they don't have him advertised, but I mean,
yeah, because like he legitimately said goodbye to Raw.
Yeah,
this past week. So.
But Maggie, plug your shit,
guys. You can follow me on Twixter at Maggie_IK, and on Instagram at Maggie.IK. We will be having a Fightful Select pre-show for Dynasty this Sunday. I suppose around 2 p.m. Eastern.
2 p.m.
Yes. Yes. Eastern we'll be time. Joined by a bunch of lovely people on Fightful Select. So please subscribe and join us on Saturday. So Sunday. I'm sorry.
All right, guys. You can follow me at Rob Wilkins on Twitter. You can also find me on Instagram at Fightful Rob. You can also find me on Threads at Fightful Rob. Oh, nope. Cody's in England. Cody's in England. England.
Bloody hell.
Bloody hell. Yep. Bloody hell.
That wanker.
That wanker. You know, I heard a dirty dad joke.
Why do we have so many Liverpool fans on Fightful?
I don't know.
That is the weirdest thing.
That wasn't part of my dad dirty joke, though. It's not really a dad joke or dirty joke. It's a dirty joke. It's not really a dad joke.
Okay, just say it.
Okay. One second. because I need to see your reaction. One second. Donorrhea would have been a good name for a diarrhea medicine. No. See, the thing is the diarrhea would have gone. It would be gone.
It doesn't get better when you explain it, Robert.
Well, that's the point, to keep making it awkward. That's all. You know me. I like making
plug your shit diarrhea one.
Yeah, well, if I was having that issue, I would definitely hope I'd take care of that. But until then, I'm just going to have to
sacrifice.
Yeah, you like that, don't you?
Yeah, David Busters, damn it.
All right. Let's see what else I got here. Anything new get added?
Stop it.
Just new got added. That's all.
Go home and, you know, take a bunch of crack.
The hell is that? Oh, that's Sean getting his ass kicked, I think, from a Snap Instagram
Rob, video. We can just finish the show.
Okay, fine. Let's end it. Guys, I want to say thank you again for tuning in to Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. We hope you enjoy TNA Rebellion if you watch it. We hope you enjoy AEW Dynasty if you watch it. We do hope you join us
for the post show for Rebellion.
Yeah, join the post show for Rebellion. Join the AEW Dynasty post show for. Yeah. Join the AEW post show. And then also
Fightful Overbook, please. We have a bunch of wonderful shows on the channel. We won't mention In the Weeds because, like, they're too good. Please, Indeed, Wrestling Made Me Cry. A bunch of wonderful shows on Fightful.
Yeah, and then again, Sunday at 2:00 Eastern, the pre-show for AEW Dynasty. I'm going to be doing that. Also, there is a free post today on Fightful Select for some news bits. So if you have a free account, you can go check that out. Sign up. Start to $5. We greatly appreciate it. But anyways, we will talk to you guys later. We appreciate you. Peace out. Let's get this working. Yeah, look at that. My God, I'm good. Peace.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.